pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Seeing all. Move on to the public comments. Gary, do you have something, or?
Just here to listen.
We go to the agenda review.
Maybe City Council just updated claims list, and then item number 8, you can remove October added claims of September last month. Only additions like that.
Any else from the council? They look for a motion to approve the agenda. Any other items?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda with the added items. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We move on to the consent agenda.
On the consent, what other items do we have on there? We've done it in the past. I would assume we're going to do it again, but I thought I'd just bring up the Minnesota Mayors Association membership. I believe it's $30.
That's what I read.
Unless there's any questions or discussions on that.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Hold city business.
No update on the annexation. County Road Maintenance Agreement, I haven't heard back from Mike Legg or Lyndon Buckley. So, if any of you see anything, I think it's CC'd on that information that I was looking for, so I don't know if there's any, if there are any other questions or concerns other than what we discussed last meeting.
No, I didn't wait for your answer.
I'll make sure I have something for December meeting. I believe it was going to the board this month.
Anything else on the old city business? If not, move on to public works.
I don't really have anything.
Well, sewer inspections, the sewer inspections carried out in RM, are you going to start that again or send some notices? Or?
Yeah, it don't okay to send them right now, I don't think, because we're not going to be able to do anything right now. It's going to kind of wait until spring, because that's when we're going to have to be able to do something. I think we'll send them now. What's going to happen is they're just going to put them aside and forget about it, like I said.
Like we did?
What's that?
Like we did?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, you send it more towards spring that they know that they're going to have to do something and then they can get something lined up because right now it's a little bit late in the game for that. So.
Because I'm thinking like February already, we should probably do that.
I got the list of everybody. I went through all the papers and stuff. I got a list of everybody that needs to be sent the letter. But like I said, I thought we would just wait until closer to spring now.
Fine.
So.
Well, we've already decided about a laptop for Greg. I'm looking at some of the ads that are out. There's some really good deals now. We're going to do that.
I was going to bring it up since we're on that. Yeah, that's something we can do. I'll be out and about Friday, and I can look and see if there's a good deal to make that purchase this year. Probably $300-$400, I'm guessing, for something decent.
Yeah. I saw Walmart and Best Buy both. They got some decent ones for like 2.5.
My big thing is the price. process it. You don't want to sell around processor because they're just slow. I'd at least get a Pentium processor, I-Core, if possible.
So we have a motion that's a $7 amount, authorized to get a purchase.
What would you say, Jeremy? What you, about $400 or $500? Four is going to be. I make a motion, Jeremy. Look around this weekend or whatever. See if he can find something for $400. If he thinks it's good, just go ahead and get one then.
Any discussion or second?
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to check into buying a laptop with the $400 limit being set. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Carlos.
Evening. Already?
I should have talked to you before you sat down. Where ahead of you already. We didn't know you were coming.
Oh, gotta come.
I know.
You might forget about me.
Oh, no. We wouldn't do that.
Evening.
Hi,
Scotty. Did you get him? He's not going to bug you all night then, huh? Well, I know my survey was done physically, but I have no documentation, unless you do.
I don't.
I don't know what channel that takes. If it comes to me, if it goes city, county.
I don't think it would go to you, would it?
Should. It's all, yeah, it's not.
They should give you 6-7 copies. Usually they do. That's
okay. Well, he was first there on Friday, so. Okay. I even stopped at the post office before I came here, just in case. But other than that, that's. Stakes are in the ground, so if you need a visual, it's there. If you don't, so paper will be coming soon, I would imagine.
So what's the next step then? So you got your paper all drawn up, don't you?
He's got some copies. I don't know what more he needs for that. I don't.
All I need is a survey and legal.
Huh? And.
Did you talk to the township?
Yes.
In relation to
that fee is $25.
$25.
Yep, 1/20th of an acre. It's usually was usually $250 an acre, and they just
$25.
Minimum of $25. So
cool. Perfect.
Good. That's done.
So then I think all we need is the survey. I'll send that into.
And we have to do the state thing before we can have a permit, or what's your thinking?
Probably the variance.
Do you have to let anybody know about it? Neighbors? No, okay, that's what that's, okay. Yeah. And you might as well get it straightened right away, because that way it's
okay. Set that up. Do they have it under the 7-1?
How much notification is there? 2 weeks?
In 10 days.
Oh.
If I submit it tomorrow, we should be good.
Yeah. On the 8th.
We'll have more than 10 days. Then.
Yeah.
So tomorrow will be on the
5th. We won't because.
A business holiday?
Oh.
Because it won't go on the paper till the 3rd. On the 8th, that's only 5 days.
One meeting next month?
So far,
if you can get away with it.
Well,
there was no objections on the first variance. I don't expect
probably not.
Just a formality, more or less than anything.
I guess
As soon as you get the survey,
mm-hmm.
get it to Jeremy, and then we'll have to work from there. We have to have the second meeting in December or whatever, I don't know.
I think it's kind of tough with the holidays and.
We'd have to set it now. We don't need to look 80.
Right.
You got to mail the. You got mailings to go out to, or just the paper?
I got mailings to go out to.
So
I got to send it to anybody within 350 feet of you. Yeah, we'd have to set it tonight. We'd have to set it tonight in order to move the 10 days to a public hearing notice.
But the 8th would be too soon?
Yeah, we won't make it the 8th because I won't be able to get it in the paper until December 3rd.
Okay.
It's too late for this week.
So it'd have to be after.
If I put it in this week, then we wouldn't do it.
It'd have to be after the 13th, right? For sure.
Is that a special meeting, or is that incorporated in a council meeting, or how do you? Well, I think the last one was when we still had a planning board.
Yeah.
Typically, what we do with the city fee schedule is, you have it during the council meeting. You're okay, but if we have a
I get to pay everybody then, don't I?
Special hearing. Held before a regular council meeting is $250. Other than a regular meeting, it's $350 for the variance request.
Yeah.
Well, you know the time frame on that better than I, so.
Do you plan on meeting for the 22nd, and if it's a short one, it's a short one? And that would be the second council meeting anyway.
That's a Tuesday?
Yeah. 22nd.
You said 30, that works too, so you can get people in the audience in your own, or you can say third. You could probably go earlier too on that.
Yeah, whatever you posted as, I suppose.
That's going to be a regular scheduled meeting. That one going to cost him anything, or
that's what the council.
What?
I just asked if that was going to cost Scotty anything if it's a regular meeting.
It wouldn't bother me. Let's get it done.
Yeah.
So the council members think.
When's this going to shoot back in the ray, Bob? Once as soon as you're back in the area.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Once as soon as you're back in the area.
I can't hear.
When are you going to be back in the area?
Back in where? My ears are shot.
Area.
Here. Home.
When you need mommy back.
The 22nd, we're going to have a meeting. Is that going to be okay with you?
That'll be fine.
Are you leaving us?
No. I'll be back. Right. I can be here the 22nd. Not a problem.
Would you be here before 7 or?
I can work whenever I want to, so I can leave whenever I need to. Today I finished up at 3 o'clock, so.
You say 6:30? 6? I don't know. Hopefully I don't have to
work. It's going to be 40 again next week, Dick. Look out.
It's going to be a short day for me, so.
Well, I'll move that we hold our second meeting in December at 6 o'clock.
Second.
Actually, what I do is make a motion to hold a public hearing.
Oh, yes.
At 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock.
Second.
So amended.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to hold the public hearing at 6 o'clock on December 22nd. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Good afternoon.
All right, so that's got the big thing I'll need. And I'll need this as soon as soon as possible so I can get the mailings out.
Okay.
What I'm going to need is when you get a copy of one of them surveys, you just get a blown up copy of the survey and draw on there where the addition's going to be and how far you're going to be off the lot line.
Okay.
And then that way I'll know.
Well, that's 30.
The variance will be grand.
Yeah, that's 30 feet. I can surely draw that in for you.
If you can do that, that'd be great. Then it'll be set, then I can get letters sent out.
Good to go?
Hmm?
Good to go then.
Yeah, well, it's fine. As long as we're getting somewhere.
That's exactly.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Scotty. Okay,
number six. 2015,
2016
budget items? Is there things that came up? Or?
No, I think all we have is a laptop. And we talked to Greg and no other budget items Greg has as far as public works concerned.
We're fine. Anything else, Greg? You got anything? You started anything on the basement floor yet? Or?
I started it, but I'm going to need to get a borrow an electric jackhammer and see if I can jackhammer some of that concrete out. Try to cut it out. Slow process.
I see Rob's must have started on the lighting in here, huh?
I don't believe so yet. They dropped off the lift, but they haven't been here yet.
Oh, they haven't? Okay.
Yeah, I'm expecting any day here now because they dropped the lift off. So.
But if the weather gets unbearable, that they can't do anything outside, they'll be in here.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? We're going to move on. Number seven.
First thing I got, the service memorial in the park had numerous items on some of the statues broken off. I had someone come to me and wondered if it'd be possible or to have discussion about possibly putting a like trail cam or something somewhere in the park that would be motion activated that would take pictures to show who's climbing around on the structures or how these items continue to keep getting broke. And then the other thing I was asked is Willie Fulmer has been making the repairs to the service memorial statues, and they asked if we would, you know, the city would supply the supplies for the repairs. I guess I don't know what the council's thoughts are on them two items, but I said I'd bring them forth.
Do you think they have a dollar here?
Hey, it's not much. It's a supplies of paint.
I would say if he's willing to fix it, we better supply some stuff to, so that they can fix it, you know. I mean, if they're good enough to spend time down there and fix them, then we better supply something for them.
Maybe we should just say thank you. And then put in a thank you that we should turn in. If we include our expense for any of those materials. And maybe as long as we're on there, Stan, I think so, put a lot of work down there, it's something we should have, thank you.
Yeah.
And when we were down there blowing the leaves out a couple of months or 6 weeks ago, somebody busted the other flight sign off too.
Stan using any supplies or anything there too? I mean,
yeah, he says he's not going to turn the bills in, so.
Okay. Well, we really appreciate Stan doing that and stuff. He really
major stuff, you know what he did, but you know, goodly stuff. Okay.
Any other discussion on the service memorial?
What did we decide about the trail cams or whatever? Is that a good idea or something?
I don't know.
They're about $150, I think, huh? A decent, halfway decent one?
Yeah.
That's about it, huh?
For good quality. You can get them cheap, but you have the cheap security, but megapixel.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the only thing that I really see that'd be a problem with them is if somebody is vandalizing that stuff and they set off a trail camera, it's going to be at night, they're going to see a flash and they're going to go over and either break it or take it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem I see with it. I mean, obviously a game camera.
You can actually get a picture of. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. They'd have to be somewhere where nobody can get at them or can't steal them. They have to be enclosed in a locked box or something. I don't know. But that would defeat the purpose because it would just flash off the glass. You'd get another one to flash.
It is frustrating because I think you have some statues running out 2 or 3 days.
Helmets now.
I got broke. Yeah, and it's
happened
numerous times after that, but... I mean, if it's kids, I mean, I don't know. Kids are kids, anything. I'm not going to care.
No. An accident's happened, but how do you stop that? I mean,
I don't know.
There's kids that sit on the shoulders of them.
Really? I never.
You can put signs up, you can put video up, you can.
Yeah, I think they'd have to be mounted on poles or something like that to be high enough that nobody could get them once they took the picture. And then wireless so that it would transmit, did stream right away so that you wouldn't lose a picture even if somebody did climb a pole.
This one would be that pole in the corner with that light or the transformers on it. Where you drive out.
You kind of want to hide it and camouflage it.
But would the power company, because they let us use their poles for Christmas decorations, would they let us use their poles to put a camera on?
I don't know if I want to touch that one because probably
lose the camera after a while, but I don't know if it would take a picture that far away. I don't know how far they shoot or what, you know.
I don't know if it would trigger.
You'd have to hide it somehow on the trees there or something.
I mean, it's kind of like a fake one or something.
Oh. Put something in the eyeball.
Pardon?
Put something in one of the eyes. Of the statues. Might be a little spanky.
Yeah, it's pretty hard material.
Apparently not. It's getting broke.
Because it sticks out. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, let's think about it.
Yep.
How many incidents have we had?
At least 3 or 4.
Did the police get notified and come out and take a report?
I don't recall.
Because if they see that there's a pattern, they would probably, hopefully, patrol the area a little more frequently.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's not now so much.
I don't think there's any pattern.
Oh, I mean, it's colder out now, but this summer, I suppose, it was a lot worse.
I'm not saying, but I just think it's kids, and then using certain things or stepping, like you said, to get up on some shoulders, really bottom line, supervision.
Yeah.
We talked about that 2 years ago. Where are the parents?
Well, I'm going to think about it. We'll move on.
All right. We'll jump into the budget. in the budget is some of the items I'd just like to discuss with the budget here is the service agreement for electronic signing. Estimate. Now, we're looking at $1,420.
And wasn't that last year like 1,300 or something?
1,350, I think, right?
Can't afford nothing else right now, but we can't hardly we always have them out every year, at least a cleaner or something, don't we?
And they won't clean it. They say they're going to do an inspection. So certainly there are things that they won't do. I think one is they won't clean.
Well, they won't clean the display, but
display
if there's anything that will like
inside.
Is inside of it, they'll take care of it.
Yeah.
But I mean, there isn't a year that goes by that we just pay them this and they don't show up. We always get them for something, don't we?
Yeah, they come every year.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? Any other comments?
I move to renew it.
There a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to renew the contract with Jeff Comics to bid of $1,420. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. All right.
We're getting the budget. I feel like there's little things. I got some comments that also like having line items printed out like Excel spreadsheet. Or you can incorporate that also. Kind of the main thing I did go through from when the preliminary budget was set. And kind of starting with page 4. Kind of the main thing really yet to be determined is health insurance and wages. Probably the two biggest things that need to be determined as far as the budget. Some of the other line items is I see on page 4, item 79, is it looks like legal fees were increased from 6 to 15. Otherwise, no other major improvements or changes other than the items noted and equipment improvements. And office equipment. So no major changes there. I'm going to the next page, page 5.
Is that an election next year?
What's that?
An election? Is that a
yes, we will.
Money that you put in there?
It should be 1500. That should be over. So about 1600, 1700 is usually what election runs us.
Which line is that?
That will be line item 75.
Oh yeah, okay.
Questions or concerns with the general fund other than the public safety on 5. One of the changes I made from preliminary to final, we had 5,000 in there for on-call pay and 5,000 for training. So I eliminated the 5,000 for training, where that was set that on-call pay would be in 16 and training would be included in 2007. So that would be included in 2017. One of the other things, as far as public safety changes made, was to increase in membership fees. Line item 107 for 16 from 15.
Membership fees for what?
Fire department. And the other would be fire department. Okay. For city chiefs and the chiefs association. So all their membership fees.
Okay.
One of the other things I've changed and had to do a little bit of work on, I don't know if it's my place to butt in with the Relief Association, but I just came across this, and I think you as a council discussed this in September with the misuse with the Schedule 14 that was filed with the fire department, so I think everybody's aware of that. There were some changes caught by the state auditor, which increased the actual city's contribution to the relief from 6739 to 12788. So I made note of that, and then the 2016 contribution, the city's required contribution will be $9,108. I had seen that 12,788 was in the budget. But the actual correct amount there would be $9,108. So I made that adjustment. Other than that, I did make no other adjustments or changes in public safety. Policing contracts have been approved, so that's all set. Public works, streets. Kind of the biggest thing there. I went through, made changes to work comp and the property and casualty insurance, so you see them notations there. And work comp varies by each group, but I was able to break it down by each class.
Wasn't there something new, like for the council, that we put coverage for the council for any kind of, they got hurt or anything?
Yes, that would be in with the work comp. That would be under the work comp, so I accounted for that.
Right, but I think the league included that now. They said
right. I see that too.
So I don't have that amount to.
It's not much. Yeah. I saw that much.
Other bucks?
I think.
Yeah.
So streets, kind of the biggest things or adjustments. There is what I made is there's a kind of a handout I did, and it's the color page towards the back of your packet. And it's kind of what we used last year for our estimated cost for street improvements. So I went through what we had, and you'll see on that page are the various line items. And below where we had the estimate, up above where all the color coordination runs the long way, that's all the engineer estimates. So right down below that, you'll see Jacob Street, highlighted Sophia, West Parking Lot, Hydrant, Water Main, those line items. That cost associated with them line items is the actual bid tabulations. So I used that, and then I went through and looked at where we are the bid tabulation versus the monies that we had set aside. Basically looking at that, we're about $22,560 short. And then that would account for the whole project. So I took that amount, I plugged that into the street portion of the budget. You'll see that is on line item 134 on page 5 of the general fund budget. Any public works?
Now, are we going to have any excess money from LGA to pay the remainder off on what we did this year? That this could be absorbed somehow?
No. The only hope we would have is I talked with Mr. Nash, our state representative, and they're hoping to get something put together, that small cities assistance program for the street maintenance fund for our cities, which this year we got like 11,300 something. I think it was.
Yeah.
What they're hoping to do is permanent thing. So if we got that next year, but yet can't count on that until legislation. So I mean, really, I won't factor it into the budget because it's it's an unknown at this time. But
with this,
that would be one thing that could help.
Yeah. With this 22,000, that's what that curb and gutter, all the extra changes. Huh? Huh?
Yeah, because I talked to Brad, and he feels that even with all the changes in some of the places they save money, it should come very close to what the bid tabulation was. Mm. So. You know, one of the other things, typically, you know, at the end of the year, I'll look at if we have a budget surplus, but I don't think that's going to happen this year. So, usually I would tap into that, but I'm not anticipating any, actually anticipating a shortage. So for the December 8th meeting, I'll have something a little more concrete on rough estimate where we're going to be. And then I can look at, too, where we are surplus, where our surplus stands, what percentage of the cash flow we have. So we can look at possibly using surplus or adding it to the budget.
And when does this have to be finalized?
That's been end of December. I mean, worst case scenario, you know, if we needed to, we could call a meeting on the 22nd after the public hearing if we needed to iron something out. But I believe that's being December 28th, so that you may look kind of good in the calendar.
What was that thing that the county sent out? I mean, we got one that said our taxes are going up 7%.
But,
well, that's, yeah. Well, that's what I thought. I thought that was odd because we discussed 11 and that thing said 7.
I have to look at it because I don't get a Hamburg tax statement, but that could be your overall.
I don't know.
Maybe with the county, city, you know what I mean, and the school district combined. Hmm. It could have been 7%, but the city portion of it should have been 10.97. I believe that's what it should have been.
Which one are you looking under?
Down at the bottom. Bottom right.
Well, percent of change, it says 8.9%.
That's with everybody.
So that's going to be, if everybody keeps their tax levy the same from what they proposed, which would include City of Hamburg, Carver County, the school district, and any special taxing districts. Mm-hmm. If they all keep the same levy, that's what your overall taxes would go up.
Hmm.
Now there'll be a separate line item for city. And I don't think they do percentages, but it shows you that how much the city portion goes up.
Well, according to this, that's the only one that went up is the city, because Carver County went down, the central schools for their levies both went down. Metro special taxing, which went down. So the only thing I'm here now to propose is City of Hamburg.
And the other, there's other variants that can play into that too. It all depends on valuation too, because it's based on the valuation of your home. So there's a complex formula that calculates that into it. So if John Doe's house went up, you know, $20,000, his taxes obviously is going to be a different percentage than, you know, John B, because, you know, his house didn't go up as much, or his house ain't as much. So
mine's the same.
Yeah, see there. So then, so if you had someone else's at a similar house, but theirs went up $10,000, theirs would be
affected more.
Right. All right, so I just have it in the budget there so we can see. You know, I have $22,000 in there. So we cover the majority of them expenses. Other than that, no major lighting other than the normal OEM increases. Main one being probably like lighting and electricity.
Have you heard anything about them coming out, replacing all the lights with LEDs?
I haven't heard nothing. I can look into it. That's a representative.
Because there was an article in the paper here a couple of weeks or a month ago that was their big push now, is to go out and get LED lightings because it's a white light and so you get better vision because it's got all the colors of the spectrum in it.
Parks fund. Only major difference in the parks. Basically, at the preliminary budget, it looked like we had another 4 weeks of park time. So that was increased to 3,200. One thing I want to point out, just for county purposes, if you see wages on 156, that's where I have that combined, because that's where that line item would go, because they're actually not wages, so they're considered wages. So, I'm not mine. But I am tracking that separately, so we know where we're at. It's 2777 of that 9613 for actual expenses 2015. So the $2,777 was part-time wages. We did account for the change in the maintenance on the open shelter for the free roof. So that is in there, and that is under item 166. So that was accounted for that, the $6,400 for the free roof. So that is accounted for in budget. No big changes. Really in the community hall from the 2015 budget. As far as the transfers, line item 197, I believe that was set to 51,000 and 5,000 less than equipment replacement, 5,000 maintenance, 2,000 for community center addition, $2,000 for handicap park bathrooms. And then city shop repaired for $37,000.
So we still have some money we can tap into.
Yes. So I don't know what that all is going to pertain, but it looks like $37,000 was set aside from that. Is that correct?
Sounds right. From
what I understand, looking at the.
No, it's going to require extra money.
So with that, from a general fund standpoint, unless there's any other items to consider, looking at a a surplus of about $14,000.
So the bottom line is where?
So the bottom line will be number 204 on page 6. And that will show you the 14,000.
Right.
What's in there now is if you go to, now if we were to eliminate that, you know, it would be about, you probably, if you, what is it, 4150? $4,150 is the 1%. So you would probably, as the budget is now, lower, you know, the tax levy by 30%.
From 11, that was proposed.
Sure.
What, I need a clarification. Rounds. What is that, $50 a day? Whoever does it?
Yes, how many days?
Okay. You know, Councilman Oldham has always wanted to do it. Maybe we should want him to do it and he'd save $5,200. How's that grab you?
What?
I said the rounds cost us roughly $5,200 a year. You always wanted to do them. Maybe we'll appoint you that you take care of it for us and we'll save $5,200 or we'll take another percentage point plus off of our budget.
But then that would ace Jeremy out of it, and that was my whole point, is that I didn't think Jeremy should get ace out of it.
Well, I'm just saying that.
Well, maybe Greg. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get Greg to get ace out of it either.
No, but I guess. One thing too, then, if you do it, Greg, you take some time off from the work week of 40, or do you put your 40 in plus?
I put my pretty much 40 in plus.
You know, that way it won't take anything away from him. If it
is. That concept, or the other thing you can look at is what we've done before, is where Greg works, you know, tries to maintain it at 40. Because, you know, I don't want to take nothing away from Greg either, but just from a treasurer standpoint, we're talking, you know, wages here, you know, around $6,000 of overtime this year.
Right, but that isn't all for this, because this would just
in,
equal $5,200.
Right, so you couldn't really, you're
going to
have some overtime in certain
circumstances. Right, I understand that. And if there would be something that is detected, one of the two would get a call anyway. Just a thought. We're looking for places to save, and Mr. Odom's always wanted to do that.
Well, I don't know that Mr. Odom's always wanted to do that, and I guess if I'm going to do it, I think it should be shared equally, like closing up the dump. Uh-huh. And if we can spend, you know, put another $11,000 in the budget for legal fees, then I'm going to do the rounds for nothing? I don't think so.
What do you mean, an extra $11,000?
Or another $9,000. And we still can't pay the fire department for their training.
$2,017.
Well, I know, but we can't do it now, and I think that's, you know, we can come up with $9,000 for the legal expenses, and you can try to get me to do the rounds and save $5,200. But we can't pay the fire department, you know, $9,000.
That's already incurred for 2017. We can't do everything at one time.
I'm saying for 2016.
2016 goes into effect.
Not the training. Not the training.
Correct. 2017 yeah. For that.
And I think that's a kick in the teeth, and that, you know, that's bad
no
for the fire department.
Teeth. That's basic economics. You know, you can't do everything at one time. It's just the way it is.
Well, let's take the $9,000 that you want to give to the attorney. Let's give that to the fire department for their training.
That really isn't my doing.
You're the one that brought it up.
We have to increase somewhere because of what's going on.
Look in the mirror.
Don't tell me to look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror.
I'm not the one that's incurring all these costs. Oh. But I'm not going to get into that.
You still take the responsibility.
Dick, I'm not going to get into that. What I'm saying is, you know, why can't we give the fire department $11,000 or $9,000, whatever it is, for their training?
Because we have to pay for what's incurred already. This is going into the following years, which was already okayed by them now.
But I know, but I think it's wrong.
I don't think so. You can't have everything at one time. And that's what we got a budget for.
There's no money there. There's no money. That's it. No money, no money. That's it.
No. You gotta look at some ways to save, too. It was just a thought.
That thought got a lot of different opinions going, huh?
That's all right. You read about it in the day or so. So we can drop that 8% then? The normal thing that they started out with? Because they're going to be up too, so I think.
You're almost looking at double digits here.
No, they're, what, they 14 or 15 or something like that?
Proposed.
Yeah, proposed, yeah. Yeah. And I don't know where they're falling in line to everything else, but.
Just discussion.
You know, and I'm not pointing fingers at anyone, but, you know, just looking at the budget, you know, the biggest issue starts on, you know, that we got is the hall, you know, the hall room. That was an unexpected $36,000 hit.
Plus an extra $3,000 on the other room.
Right. So we have that. We have the city shops that we deal with. That I don't make sense. And of course, with the expense, cash orders, you know, increasing legal fees this year. They're kind of the biggest things that kind of stick out. So that, and you know, and also the street project. So that's kind of, I guess, a good thing that they're able to get it, you know, all completed, you know, spread it out over 2 years and get that all done and completed. So, you know, a portion of that, you know, the tax increase also, you know, is the street project too, so.
You know, it's not a big thing, but where on here does it show what we get from the company that's got the antennas on the water tower? What's that?
If you go to the water fund, that's...
Never said?
That's just $50 a month, so it's $600.
I know, I was just wondering where it was.
Yeah, so if you go to the water fund...
Is there any provision in here in our budget for upgrading the water meters?
I believe under the line item number. I'm sorry, under supplies and parts. That is $8,000, which you see bullet point number one.
Is that going to happen? I mean, is that budgeted then, or not?
It's budgeted, yeah, so it can be made possible, I guess. Mm-hmm.
That can make Greg's job a lot easier.
Yeah, okay. That's a general thought. No major changes in just a quick overview of, you know, debt service, no changes there from, you know, the preliminary. The only change I made there would be is in the heavy duty rescue truck, that payment, the last payment was made this year. Mm-hmm. There's a surplus of $10,377 in pre-tax in that fund. So what I would recommend, unless council has other wishes, is to transfer that money into the capital purchase fund for fire equipment. That way it's collecting interest. And then technically that money should go for future fire equipment purchases.
Where you got that?
Yeah, that's what it should be.
Where you got that? Which?
Frame? So that is line item number 46 on page 10.
Oh, it's going out there.
Transfers out.
And, transfers out.
And then you'll see it being transferred in on page 9, line item 25.
Which other, on the trucks, which ones do we have left? On any payments? I don't think there's... Okay. I know that was probably...
That was the last one we bought?
The only
real debt
we have right now is water and sewer. And then the 2007 streets project. That one might be our real debt items. So then moving into, you know, the water fund, which we've kind of discussed a little bit. No major revenue changes. The only question I had is I noticed on the proposed budget that was adopted. That's what the Andrew did for the water, the capital improvement fee. They took those monies out and moved them to future capital purchases. We can do that. But if we do that, then it shows that account running negative. So when we had a proposed budget, it basically showed the 16 budget kind of breaking even revenues and expenses. But then when you made that transfer out to the capital fund for the capital improvement fee, then you had a decrease in cash flow of $19,252. You know, if we want to do that, then we really need to take a look at the water fund and visit that and look at rates. Because we don't want to be running a $20,000 deficit. That fund will get depleted in less than 5 years. Because part of the thing we did is added that capital improvement fee to boost revenue. And we eliminated the $12,000 transfer. Mm-hmm. That we had from the general fund going to the water fund. Sewer fund, just looking at that still looks healthy. I noticed expenses are down in both accounts. So I'm hoping that maintains through the year, so that'll help these funds. But as far as the sewer fund that's looking into fees, I think is quite healthy. I'm looking at the storm water budget. You know, basically there we're, you know, breaking about even, maybe a little bit to the good, by about $2,500 with the $6,800 transfer from the general fund. So the real two items I think that need to be looked at or considered are the water fund and the storm water fund. The sewer is quite healthy. And, you know, if there's something you want to look at or consider for the next meeting, I have a simple, easy spreadsheet. I can even do it right now. I didn't include it with you because I have to have kind of an idea of what numbers we want to look at or percentage increase or dollar increase if we wanted to look at either of those enterprise funds.
Transfer the money anyway.
For the water, we can transfer the capital improvement fund. So we could start setting that money aside for the water tower.
Maybe those are easy.
I remember when he was here, we did that.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Now, if you do that, like I said, it leaves you with...
What would that rate have to change to make up for that amount?
8%.
And we estimated, we thought how many more years we could get out of that water tower?
We're begging for 5. Yeah, it's a big problem. The big problem we have is we have a lot of debt, you know, associated to the water fund, and a lot of that doesn't come off until 2023. We have quite a gap there to fill. Because you know, once those, you know, that debt comes off, I think it makes it quite easy, you know, to be able to fund your water tower.
Till that point, you
know, stop. 2023
is how many years? 8?
Almost 7.
We're hoping for 5 on water towers. Are we?
Yeah, so we're trying to make that up, Chris. You know, we're looking at a rough 7.5%. So I'm looking, you know, it's got to increase, you know, $20,000. And we're going to 19,600. To break even, we would have to come up with, what's it, the number proposed? 19,200 or something.
So we can get 5 more years out of that water tower. Figure what it's going to cost, $1.5 million maybe to get
a new
one?
At least a million. The last I looked at it was $900,000 a couple years ago.
So.
Yeah, probably 1.2 million.
1.2. If we put, keep doing that money coming in, we would have 100,000 put towards it, 1.1. Interest rates won't be down near 2% in 5 years.
No, unless we're able to get in on the, you know, through PFA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's say we don't get through PFA, though.
Right. Okay.
We're looking at a yearly payment probably of $50,000 to $65,000, which means that year we have to increase the budget by, and that's nothing else, by a pretty big, large margin.
Can we put that $20,000 back in there for this year? Take it back out of and put it back? Or 19, whatever you're talking, thousand?
You're talking about not transferring out for 2016?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but then technically you're not allocating that money for what the plan is.
OK. Can't hardly race water that much, though. That people are just going to...
I know. The big thing is, you look at it, you know, $75,000. That's our debt payment.
So if we leave the levy unchanged, I know this is a bookkeeping issue at this point in time, but we could transfer the 19,680 out and transfer 14,000 in.
Right. Enough.
Doesn't deplete it, but it doesn't keep it healthy either. The same token.
Right. But it's time.
Yeah.
Versus taking 20 grand over here. You know, you don't wanna fully deplete that fund, you know, either.
So you're saying leave the levy at 11? I'm gonna have to?
Well, that, or we run the risk of increasing the water rate by 7.5%.
And at 7.5%, what, say if your bill was what?
It's $100, that was an
extra. No, if it's $100, it'd be $7.50.
Oh.
I think that's a better way to go than to go the other way with the, what should I say? I'd rather be on the water feeds. You know, we can even, you know, our base fee, we're at 18. We can go to 20. I mean, it all helps. And we can increase the water. The water isn't free.
Just wait, sorry. The water, I had to take out that one improvement fee. So you're looking at 16%. Sorry. Because of my formula, the capital improvement fee was in there, so when I take that out, yeah, we're looking at 16% to make that up.
But that's just on the water. I mean, that's not on your total bill.
Okay.
Right.
So if you're using $50 worth of water.
So let's say you use 5,000 gallons. It's going to be an increase of 964 bucks.
So, look at that way.
Yeah, I mean, the troubling part right now with the budget that we face is the fact that in the last 100 years of having that water tower, nothing's ever been set aside for the water tower. Yeah, so now we're kind of catching up.
Drastically.
Unfortunately.
You know, the thing is, it's part that, and the other part is the redoing of the wells. You know, that debt, you know. That's a...
Well,
that's the old concept. Hang on, pay later.
And there's no grant money available?
No, I mean, we can definitely try. If we have a grant successful. Because there's a couple factors that they basically go off is, one, where your rates are at.
Mm-hmm.
If our rates are high enough, there may be a possibility of getting grant money, you know, when we do that water tower. So our rates have gotten up there now. But when we did the water wells, our rates didn't qualify. The other one was household median income. And household median income for Hamburg was too high, so we didn't qualify for no grants. As far as I understand, there may be other options out there. We definitely would look at that or pursue them options, you know, with the engineer. But if you remember, Chris, I think them were kind of the two main, you know, criteria used for grants. And grants get harder and harder and harder each year. But it tends to seem to be the biggest things that get eliminated in legislation is money's available on as in form of grant. But yeah, definitely we would pursue that. be done now too. You know, maybe to offset that, you know, I always hate to do it, but you know, if you kind of try to keep it even build and minimize that, you know, I can look at sewer to see where we're at, you know, possibly, you know, you can look at decreasing sewer rates, I mean, just so we kind of break even, you know, we can have over $300,000 in sewer funds, you know, it's healthy, but yeah, there's going to come a time too that funds are 37 years old.
Why don't you do that, Jerry? Why don't you run the numbers, increasing the water and decreasing the sewer, where we can find a break-even point, maybe, so you can,
you know, at least minimize that.
Minimize the potential increase.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. Play with numbers. I'll do a couple of scenarios. And then I'll get them to the council. Like I said, now, an average user, monthly user, 5,000 gallons, if you increase the water 16%, $59.64. That's what the increase would be to your water bill. You know, maybe we can get that down $5 for looking at a sewer.
Yeah.
Then it's not so much. You know, once you get in a double digit, that's when people tend to get a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most people get excited when we increase anything with our water sewer rates because they are high, but they have to account for the future too.
Yeah. Then the little bit more money we can put away now will help out in the future when it comes time to replace that thing.
Yeah, because that time is coming. So I can do that, and then I can do some scenarios for keeping that 14,000.
Would you say we got $300,000 in the sewer budget?
What's that?
You say we got $300,000 in the sewer budget?
Yes. Yeah. The sewer is, you know, it's healthy. I mean,
it is.
Yeah.
In the fund.
In the fund.
Yes.
Yes.
Not in the budget.
Yeah. Overall fund. That was in the budget.
We wouldn't have much of an issue.
Yeah, right. We have plenty of money.
We could buy the water tower in 3 years.
Exactly. So those are the only, you know, the things I wanted to point out. No council had any other things or concerns or. Why the water and sewer didn't print the numbers. The storm did, but.
I think when Abdi did it too, they couldn't get those to print.
Really?
Yeah, I think he had the same issue, if I remember right. Either that or he forgot one of the two, I don't remember which.
You are correct.
It must have been
English. I don't know. I'll look at it. So those are the biggest factors I've been looking at, unless there's items to add or places to look at. Deleting, like I said, we have about $14,000 in the general fund, which has a surplus budget. Water, I guess, would be the biggest thing that we'll have to look at. And then sewer, or the storm water. You know, with the transfer, we're still, we're making headway at about $2,000 a year, so we're not going backwards, so we're at least getting cash flow from right there. So the big thing would be the water fund, higher note.
I know it's not a big number it'll ever be, but that potential gifting lockbox thing idea we're talking about with the flushing of the mobile homes. That would go in the sewer fund, or where would that
sewer
fund?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's not going to be thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
from the honest people. So that kind of, you know, sums up budget. I don't know if there's any questions or comments, but council's thoughts on holding the meeting the first? Are you comfortable with meeting the 8th and finalizing the budget?
I say we could probably meet the 8th, and we were going to, if things fall apart on the 8th, we have the 22nd.
Correct.
Why are we meeting on the 22nd again? I kind of got lost there.
Public
for Scotty. Okay.
Okay. So then I will just cross out the special meeting.
And then we're meeting on the 1st, or?
No, we're not.
Oh, that's canceled?
Yep.
Oh.
We won't meet on the 1st. We'll meet the 8th, and if needed, then we'll
meet the 2nd.
Just hold our second meeting.
Correct.
Save the city some money.
Jeremy, on this sheet here that the city fees schedule.
Yep.
Down here where it says water hauled out, for it says that mileage is $1 a mile. We can't drive them trucks for $1 a mile. If you're gonna haul it out there, and it's only $20 for 1,000 gallons of water. Does that come out right?
That's what we're charging.
I mean, is that what the metered water is?
Meter is
8.5. That's
what we wanted
up. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I see it there now.
For sure. If you take the 3,000 gallon tank, it's going to cost him, you know, $60 plus.
Yeah.
Mileage, I think, like you said.
Yeah, the mileage should go up. I mean, you can't drive that truck for $1 a mile. I mean, you could.
Yeah, that's the next thing I was going to go to.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't. You know, I didn't want to forget it. I just seen it laying here. I didn't want to forget it. So otherwise, I forget. I'll circle it so when we get there. Okay.
I'm appreciative of it, man. Thanks.
All right, fee schedule. As far as haul rates, I don't know if there's any changes unless council goes to that rate again. Thoughts or concerns about raising those rates for the park?
The community center is kind of cheap because my wife and a bunch of had a setup for a shower, and they kind of rent the sportsman's park or whatever in Arlington. I think that was like $240. So they kind of fixed me that day. One of the members of the church went and got it there for Christmas. But that's the church.
Didn't we raise that from the year before? $50?
No, that's community center. I raised that for.
Well, I'm thinking about the media hall. Sorry.
Yeah. Every time I go by, her door's wide open. You know? It's either in the wintertime or an air conditioner on, you know? That should go up to 150. Or something. This? Community center rental fee. Oh. No, not for that. Oh, that's this one. Should go up some. I mean, every time I drive by, the goddamn door opens.
As far as
community center fire hall. This room here is at $100. Yeah, it's a roof. Just mentioning back and forth here, I think it should be more because every time I drive by, if it's rented, either the door is open, it's either heat or air conditioning going on, you know. So I think it should.
I think electric costs, and I don't know, Greg, what's it take you to clean it? 3-4 hours?
That's primarily code for all this.
Yeah. I think it should go up 150, like you said.
$78.
Yeah.
I guess I want to give 150 for rent and 75 for businesses. You could have the same concept of
that. 50%. Discussion?
Yeah. No. No,
that's it. Approve it all at one time.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. That goes to 150 and 75. If that's.
Part comfortable with that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
I don't know what it was this year, but I think I had three rentals.
There was a lot of rentals this last year down there, huh?
No.
No?
Only three.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. I think I had three or four rentals all year. No. We usually have 8 to 10.
Might as well leave it there the way it is, huh?
I don't think we have worried about it.
Miley's there for water. This water will kind of be outlining this a little more. The utility rates, you know, the next week, but mileage, what are you going to do for mileage?
It's like $2 a mile.
$2 or $2.50 a mile, yeah, I would say.
I'd give it to you. Got to go up.
Number.
Yeah, you can.
That mileage fee, how does that get accounted in our fund? Is it just added as receipts into the fund?
It goes into the water fund. So basically, whatever they haul out, plus that, a lot of times what they'll do anyways, is if they get, you know, 1,000 gallons, a lot of times they'll get more than actual $20, so it'll be $40 or for that for the one too, so. But what it would be is once fire department lets me know, then we'd put a billing together to tell them, you know, if they held up 4,000 gallons, it'd be $80, and if it was 2 miles round trip, you know, that's just how we
could do it. Yeah, if it was 2 miles, we can't take the truck out for 2 months.
No. No. That's what I mean. I
kind of like $5 a mile.
That's not going to be able to do it.
So be it. That's.
You know, make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
You got $100,000 a unit going.
Oh, I know it. Yeah.
And agreement on 5?
Taxpayers shouldn't complain about that because that goes out. I mean, that's their money. That's their truck going out, you know.
So. What's the furthest that truck's ever gone?
It goes more than a couple
miles. No,
yeah. I don't think anybody complained about that.
No. Yeah, so it's not a big thing.
Yeah.
I'd go for 5.
Yeah.
Change that? You got it for 5? You're back for 5. And we'll leave it $1 long per thousand the
same.
Okay. What do you think? I think it's already doubled. So that the users here in town can't really, you know, say, hey,
yeah.
Somebody out of town is going to be doing the house. Right.
Plus, you know, charge you a time now.
But the metered water will go up too then, won't it?
Well, yep. We'll define that at the next meeting.
Right, okay.
Jeremy, I got a question here. It says all basement rental fee. They don't rent that basement out anymore, do they?
And rent that out in years.
That should probably be taken off then.
Well, it could be that instance though.
Yeah. We just have it on there, so if someone calls and does just want the haul, then I know what the fee is. Because Miller's used to do that, but now they just do the bar side upstairs. They used to do the basement. But.
Well, and two, if we ever decide to do anything with the bowling alley down there, might actually get rented then if someone wants to.
Yeah.
Don't hurt to keep it in there, so just that. Because as soon as you take it out, it's not going to get the phone call.
Maybe we should add the bowling alley fee.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Once we get that run, we'll have to.
Well, the metered water base fee, that's basically just for having your meter.
Yep.
Just like your gas.
Yep.
And how about the bump?
I'll look at that with the scenarios for next meeting.
Yeah, I think we better worry about that then.
So we're really not going to discuss anything on the
Yeah, I don't think we need
water.
To discuss the utility rates
okay.
Till next meeting.
Well, we're kind of done on that page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
No, I don't see any other changes or items. The only thing I've looked at to consider would be, you know, the public hearing, if you want to get into that, because when we set them fees, that would basically, you know, if we had to hold special meetings and cover the cost for that,
mm-hmm.
well, meetings were 25 and set them fees, and now the council's getting $50 per meeting, so, you know, so basically what we're looking, if we hold a special meeting, you know, everybody puts in pay for that special meeting,
mm-hmm.
that's $300, right? So now we're out of money, so I mean, in this case there, we want to at least be breaking even on that.
So yeah, that would make sense.
You know, for so held before regular city council, that at a minimum is $250 right now, needs to be at least $300.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd say, so you're making, so you're making a little money off of that. Right now, you're breaking even. Because
yeah,
you got 5.
Yeah,
50.
Yeah.
It might
just be.
Yeah, there's 7 of us.
You know, and then.
No, only 5
was salary. Actually, you'd have Tamara's time.
Oh, okay. So that would be the only other.
I would want to go to 300 to at least.
Yeah, okay.
If this thing with the gentleman here that's applying for that, what's his name down there? What was his name? Yeah. If that should go beyond the first of the year, would it be proper to keep him at the old rate if they have to have another meeting, or do you think it'll be over with? Okay. Or if it's going to be increased, you probably should tell him.
He'll wait for a regular meeting. He won't. Yeah. He won't call it. He won't call it a special meeting.
I don't foresee unless the railroad makes a statement.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't see any residents making an issue.
No. And I don't. I can't. Scotty.
The big thing is what we're looking at there is, you know, our setbacks are 35 feet for backs. Yeah. So basically, any structure you have on your house, you have to have from the end point of your house where the addition is, has to be 35 feet to a lot line. He's going to be 30 feet, so we're granting a 5-foot variance. So I don't really see, you know, you still have 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be different, you know, if I butt right up back to your backyard, you might not like that, you know what I mean? But if you have a 30-foot buffer.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's in the back. If it was in the front, it,
right.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's, it butts up the road.
Yeah. No,
like I said, the only thing, only reason we have, because the majority of the notices that we sent out is going to be farmland and railroad. It's
yeah.
not going to be as much, you know, residents as it would be if it was in the middle of town.
Right.
So, I don't, I'm not promising anything, but I don't foresee any
yeah.
issues there that carrying over.
I don't see nothing, but...
As far as city council special meetings, I really don't see anything else. If there's no things you want to add or consider.
Do you want to go into another one, the public hearing and special meetings? Other than regular meetings? And you're fine with the 350.
350, you're making some money there. Okay.
Do we have any jurisdiction over the liquor license or anything like that? Yeah, or is that...
I probably won't touch on anything.
That would be more than we can handle, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I think I have an animal license.
Yeah.
How many do we issue?
One or two a year.
Yeah.
And how many do we have on
One or two a week.
You know.
The problem is we've discussed that many years, but my concept is to keep it in there since we have the ordinance. So if we do have an issue.
Yeah.
And most of the time, we're actually going to get people to pay. Or from people that have their dog home, and then they can't get it back without paying it. So I'd keep it in there just as a CYA type thing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate to even put
that
in the paper.
I can do it. Oh, okay. I was going to say something, but it says animal license.
No, I can throw something on the list there to see if cities enforce it and how
it's
they enforce
dogs.
It.
Only dogs, really.
You know, I don't know how much time it's worth.
Yeah. I was just going to say, it does say animal license. It does not
yes,
just...
Yes, it is animal license.
Yes.
Cats,
yes.
Fish.
Pig, whatever you got, I guess.
Horses. Whatever. But I mean, it cats is number one project there.
I know Mayor, they have an annual fee and then they have a lifetime
fee.
And I think the lifetime fee is like $5 more than the annual fee.
Right.
Just to get people just to come in and get it done.
Yeah.
So they know where the animals are. But I think it only applies to dogs. I don't think it applies to cats and donkeys and horses and fish.
Should, though. Anyway, what's a tobacco license?
Do you have to worry about the bird suit?
Yeah. Shoot them.
Tobacco license, I believe, because of the cigarette sales.
Yeah.
No.
No,
I mean, I was going to say, why do we even have it in there? Do they even...
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Good cover back up.
Were they gonna? On the fire calls?
On their fire calls, that where you gonna put the on call? $10 on call.
Oh,
Tammy was on that for a while, the first responders, and they get, it says $15. I don't know how many times they go out anymore.
That varies.
Yeah.
6, 7, 8, 2, whatever.
But that's been like 8 years since Tammy's been on there, and it's still $15.
That rate has never,
yeah.
Never changed, and nothing they've ever really.
Yeah.
So,
no, that's what I mean. It just seems like. Yeah, I was just thinking out loud. Everybody else gets paid. Everybody else gets paid for everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then just a reminder, that means at 6:50 on the 8th. So I'll make that on the agenda. And then the other thing I got is financial audit for 15. For doing the RFPs, do we want to do that for a 1 year or a set number of years? One of the things I forgot to ask.
Can we do it for like 1 and 3?
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody would go longer, but...
Right. I don't know if I'd want to go longer. 1 and 3. Okay. All right. Anything else concerning budget? Health insurance and tax loss analysis, but we can discuss that. That's employee reviews.
We're pretty covered on this item, right?
Yeah, so I have nothing else for the budget. Unless council does, and come across something, just email me. That I can add it, at least on the wish list or items for discussion.
Yeah. So we don't know where we're at 11 or
no, not
9, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, wages, health insurance, and in consideration of. You know, where we're going to set water is at.
Yeah.
There's okay. Kind of yep. That we need to dictate yet.
Okay. Move on. Food payment of October.
That's right.
We look at the end of November payment. It's worth like $26,203.
And then just to verify with the claims, I'm waiting until the next billing. I did go through the CenturyLink bills. So I'm waiting for the next billing, but we should have had a credit of about $100-some on there. So I'm waiting for the next billing to see that everything gets caught up.
Because this looks like it's more realistic here.
Right. So that last payment, I did make. So now we should be around the, I think it's an average of about 128. So.
Well, I move to approve check number.
Wait a minute, I got a couple questions.
Okay.
And we got some number 17654, gamma goat. Parts.
Yeah, what is a gamma goat?
That's a six-wheel all-terrain
grass firefighting rig.
Oh, that's okay. Been gone a long time already.
No, that was a J5.
No, that was a J5.
Oh, okay.
Gamma goats have a six-wheel.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, that answers my question. And then down on the bottom here, I got one for 17682, lowrider helmet and face shield.
And that's just something for the fire department members?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Equipment? PPE?
I don't know who we get that.
I don't know who it's for.
Something on your budget.
I'm good.
I'll move to approve check number 17651 to 17653 and 17670 to 17687 for a total of $26,203.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the check that is listed. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
move on to our city council reports. Warrants.
Jeremy, do you have the delinquent water bill list? I didn't see that.
I did not get it. I apologize.
So I got nothing.
Isn't that usually at the beginning of the month you get that? Delinquent list?
Yeah, it could be both, whatever you want, whatever you prefer. If you want it, if it's a line, you know, we can do it tomorrow or I can email it.
No change between now and the 8th.
Typically does it.
I just got a couple of short things. Number one, I've noticed, and when I was working with the Lions, and I noticed at Bingo last Friday, for some reason everybody keeps throwing away the plastic bottles. We need something up there, like the can thing, the aluminum can thing for people with plastic bottles, and even the Lions themselves. Because those are recyclable, they should go out with the recycling. They all go into the trash can. I believe that the Lions actually bought the cans for the tin cans. Maybe the city might want to think about buying one or two for the actual plastic bottles. That's just a kind of a thought. I'm sure it's not a huge deal. Another thing I got, and it's kind of a sketchy, but I was talking to Donnie Dahman, and he was complaining about the ditches and upgrading the sewers, and he was saying that the city's not going to grow unless we upgrade the sewer system. No, he didn't really expand on that or clarify what he actually meant. And the fact that you touched on that said we had a lot of money in the sewer budget, I don't really know what he means by upgrading that, but, he says that the city's not going to grow and we're not going to prosper if the sewers don't get updated. And I guess I don't. I'm going to have to get back with him and find out just exactly what he's talking about.
Short. Bottom line is we're looking at, you know, $2-3 million.
Okay.
For the albums, we can.
And the problem is we can now, so we can add a few holes.
Yeah.
You know, where there's connections. But bottom line, you do the main major expansion. The biggest thing we looked at was regionalization of Northern America years ago. That was 2.1, 2.2 million 10 years ago. So it's probably around 3 million now. The problem with that is when we did that cost analysis, we basically had to add 20 homes a year for 20 years in order for that to be feasible. Problem is the growth isn't here to do that expansion. You know what I mean? Because imagine we do the expansion, don't add any homes, now you're spreading out $2 million amongst 200 properties.
Again, he was just talking to me about it, and I said, you know what, Donnie, I'll bring it up at the meeting, but I guess there's not a whole lot I can do about it.
Right. There's not much we can do either. I mean, the demand has to be here.
Yeah. I think it might be something a little bit different if we start seeing more houses going up in Northern America and then also down in Green Isle, because we're, you know, between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going up in Northern America, but they ain't going up in Green Isle.
Mm-hmm.
So if both of those spots start growing, then I think it's something to look at.
I think there's a lot of cities that did these expansions are hurting right now because they're not hitting their numbers even now for growth in order to fund, you know, the expenditures.
But I got to think, like, all that area over by Locker Brothers has got to be all plumbed out. And there ain't a lot of new development going on in that.
As far as I know, I don't know for sure, but I heard that a lot of that went tax forfeiture. Yeah. A lot of cities.
I believe that.
He was also complaining about the ditches, and because obviously he's a farmer, and he actually went after Representative Nash about that. So he was complaining that issues and the commissioners are sitting on their butts not doing anything about it, and the farmers are complaining, and so he got after Nash, and he said, yeah, that representative gave me the politician answer. He says, I'll look into it. So. That's all I got.
Mr. Owen.
There was something else. Just a note to the city. We, the with the Lions are kind of backing away from Zomerfest, and there's a group that's getting together that's going to try to move the celebration forward. But Jeremy, if you just want to make note that we're looking right now tentatively for that Saturday after
Labor Day.
Labor Day, yeah. So if anybody's looking to rent,
okay, I will pencil it off.
Yeah. And that's the only thing I have.
Steve?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Has that gift card ever been for Sherry?
It has not. I apologize.
What was it? How much?
$100.
How does Oswald get it?
If you, I would appreciate it.
$100, and where was it again, too?
Quick Trip.
Quick Trip?
All right.
Yep.
I'll just turn it in with my other fees for the end of the year.
I appreciate it, yep.
Get her handled.
Perfect.
Are we going to really write her a check for 5 cents?
We did. We probably sent it. That's a slap.
I know it sucks, but it's something I had to do.
I realize that. But.
Things out. I mean, it cost us more to
send the
49 cents to mail it
thing, but yet I got it. If I don't do it and have the paperwork and correct it, when I go into file W-2s, it's not going to let me file it because the stupid thing's going to say you're off 5 cents Social Security.
Unfortunately,
and it's just a pain in the butt, you know. But yeah, that stinks. That's a bummer. But.
All right, I'll get that to her.
So if you just want to get it to me, and then I can at least take a letter and send it with a letter. Yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah, because I think we should send a letter of appreciation.
Yeah. Okay, next thing on my agenda. I'm going to address this to Mr. Odoms. I'm really getting tired of your innuendos or whatever on your website. I don't know, vindictive, bigoted, and xenophobic. Tell me what that means.
Xenophobic. That means you don't like people that don't agree with you.
Is that what it means? Well, I got a different interpretation in the dictionary.
But I'm sure.
And just vindictive, top official said he's going to do things or should have, didn't, misappropriation. You got a lot of accusations in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's time it quits. I'm done. I'm really tired of it. And I think it's time to quit. Because at this point, everything, it's kind of like I'm the only one who does it. Like I did the 11% increase. I wonder if you didn't maybe make the motion or second it to go along with it. You don't see that in here. Nothing of what you do that we think is wrong, that doesn't come in here. I'm tired of it. You have referred to whoever on the council for bankruptcy, that managing funds. I don't think that's really anybody's business, even though you don't put a name on it. You know, maybe you should look in the mirror and change your books here. Because it's getting sickening. I'm getting people who call me that basically know the truth. And they tell me, encourage me to do what I'm doing. Anybody can make mistakes. But, you know, I've got the council here to, or should I say, if there's something wrong, they can tell me too. But if you go along with it and you make this damn motion, but you don't say nothing, it's just me, you're really evading some truth. And I think Councilman Gregonis had touched on that a couple times. False, misleading, whatever. You thrive on that. It's time to quit. You got anything to say?
First off, there's a very clear, distinct message that my webpage is not to be reproduced in any way, shape, or form. You've already done that.
I want to take this because you know where this is going.
Secondly, it's my webpage. It's my position on the council. I believe I'm allowed to do it as I wish.
Okay, that's fine. You do what you want. But I recommend you quit it. Our attorney recommends you quit it. It's time. And just a little bit here, because I'm tired of this. You are Richard Edward Odoms, aren't you?
I am.
All right. You know, you talk about everybody else's past or what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I think, 19 civil injustices either that you sued people,
uh-huh.
They sued you.
Right.
Now, what kind of position are you to sit on this chair when you've got everything like this in your background? Look at your own mirror, I'll tell you that.
And I'm worthy. Mine are all cleared up.
They're closed, but they were there. They were there. So I just want to make the council aware a little bit of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can't read along with anybody.
You'll notice that I have been victorious in most of these.
Conciliation appeal closed. Closed.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to go after somebody. Something you didn't like.
And I won.
You know?
And I won.
Does that make you proud?
I took an attorney to court twice, and I won.
Yeah. Well, that just tells me that you can't get along with him.
No, I live my right, my life properly, and I believe
I
have a lot of personal integrity that the council has called into question. And
you have no integrity at all, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to the mayor.
I'm
going to. I will continue on as I see fit for the remainder of this term.
So will I.
Like it or not.
So will I, like it or not.
All right, that's fine.
Because I think some of this could be good information that can go in the paper because it's public data. I'll mm-hmm. let the people read, and I'm going to have your phone number is not private, and I'm going to encourage them to call you and just state their facts, what they might think of you. And to be quite honest, I hope they do.
Yeah. And I found out that you're not the most popular guy in town either. So
I don't claim to be.
No, neither do I.
Yeah,
you do. You think you're God's gift to the town.
You know,
for some strange reason. And nobody likes you at all. Period.
I really think that you must go to a chiropractor every 2 weeks to get your shoulder or your elbow put right in place to tap yourself on the back.
You're being facetious and you're wasting the council's time.
I'm using some fancy words that you put in here.
Okay.
My opinion.
And my opinion, too, is we're both entitled.
So it's time now to quit. You quit, I'll quit. Enough is enough. This is going on. This whole year has been not good. So, anything else? Otherwise, it's time to recess the city council meeting for employee evaluations.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to recess the city council meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Let's take a 5 minute break.
You want to take a 5 minute?
I got to set up the recording.
Okay. I guess it's...
Are we going to do Greg first then?
Yes. Okay.